I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading the Ondoku-san, which we'll be singing later. It's one of our songs that we regularly sing here, our Buddhist gathas. And from time to time, it's nice to stop and reflect on the meaning, the words of the Ondoku-san, which many of you I know by heart in Japanese, but it's also meaningful, I think, to reflect on the English meaning of what the meaning is. まあ、まずは音読さんを拝読してから、始め、ご法話を始まりたいと思うんですけど、音読さんというのは、まあ、最もなじみのある仏教参加だと思いますけど、特にこの浄土真宗の、アンサムみたいな歌、まあ、のようなものなんですけど、この音読さんというのは、たまにこの 何が書いてある意味についてちょっと考えた方がいいかなと私が思います。I invite you to join me in 合唱をお願いします。 如来大悲の音読は身を粉にしても放ずべし、四種知識の音読も骨を砕きても射すべしと。 The debt of gratitude I owe to Amida's great compassion, I will proclaim until my life disintegrates into dust. The debt of gratitude I owe to my Dharma teachers, I will express until my bodily form is finally shattered. Namandavatsu, 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 namandavatsu. I remember when I was a student studying in Japan at the seminary where I studied. It's a place called Chuo Bukyo Gakuin. I was studying there, and it's a school where you have students from all different backgrounds, some of whom have an extensive background in Jodo Shinshu. Some actually grew up in temples. Others were marrying into a temple family. So their fiancé, boy or girl, man or woman, or maybe their spouse, maybe their husband or their wife, came from a Jodo Shinshu temple, grew up in a temple. His or her father was a temple priest. And so the expectation was then when they got married, they would go back and work at the temple. And so I had one friend in particular who's was raised Buddhist, but not in a Jodo Shinshu tradition. And he wound up meeting and falling in love with and getting married to a woman from a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple. And he came to the seminary to study because he would be helping to take over the temple. And so he knew very little formally about Buddhism, but he was studying to become a minister. And the first day of school, we had our opening ceremony when we started class. And we sang at the conclusion of that, we all sang together, Ondoku-san. まあ、私日本に勉強した時に、留学した時は、中央仏教学院というところで勉強したんですけど、そこは、仏教を勉強するための学校なんですけど、その浄土真宗の、お坊さんになるための、僧侶になるための、学校です。 で、その、私と一緒に勉強してた人たちは、まあ中にはお父さんは、お寺の住職で、後に、まあ生まれた時から次の住職になることはずっと浄土真宗を、その環境に生まれ育った人もいまして、そして、その浄土真宗のお寺の息子とか娘さんに結婚して、全く浄土真宗とご縁がなくて、 でも今からはお寺に住んで、まあ棒守もしくは住職になる人もいました。で、その中の一人はうちのクラスの、まあ仏教、一応仏教なんですけど、まああんまり全然浄土真宗は知らない人で、浄土真宗の娘さんと結婚して、この学校に入って次の住職になることですね。
And so he was a little bit nervous starting out, and you know, he remembers
being there. I remember talking to him that day. He and I had gone in for interviews together. He was a wrestler, an American football player. He's an American football player. And so he was, you know, kind of a stocky guy, and, you know, really friendly, kind of what you might call a jock sort of personality. But I remember after he heard this, he was like, what is this song? で、まあ、この音読さんを歌ったら、彼がとってもびっくりしたんですね。Because the words are very powerful. It says, 骨を砕けても。So, if my bones get crushed, you know, that's the literal meaning of this. Or, 身を粉に to my body becomes powder, right? So, it's this imagery of, you know, and it has this very nice kind of sweet melody, and you're singing about your bones getting crushed up and your, you know, your body turned into powder. And it's this sense of this deep feeling of gratitude we feel towards Shinran and towards our true teachers. In our tradition, my Dharma teachers, it says in this English translation in the Purple Book. そしてこの、まあ、身を粉に、体が粉になる、こういう、まあ、全然体が、もうなくなるまでとか、骨が砕けても骨が、砕くまでは、その、まあ、仏様と、その恩師に感謝をする心がある姿ですね。あ、それがあるべきだと。友達がこの歌を初めて聞いたらとっても衝撃でびっくりしたということがあったんですね。And so this is a very meaningful feeling. We have this feeling of deep gratitude towards the Buddha and to our Dharma teachers. And today I'd like to reflect a little on the meaning of this idea of our Dharma teachers. まあこれは仏様と師修というのは師修知識の音読というのはまあ仏法を教えてくれる人々のことですね。And when I was studying, when I went to do my Tokudo ordination, when I became a priest, I went to a temple in Kyoto called Nishiyama Betsuin, and I did a kind of training session there for about 10 days. And while I was there, we had many different teachers, and we also sang this Ondoku-san many, many times. And I recall one of the teachers in particularly made it, you know, kind of explained what this means to him personally. で、
私が僧侶になったときは、京都の西山別院というお寺で、まあ、10日間ぐらい、そこに、まあ、修来があって、まあ、そういう全部ちゃんと勉強できてるかどうかの確認の期間が、一つの日本願寺の別院に住み込んで、そういう、まあ、練習、修来というんですけど、それがあって、それでいろいろな先生に教えてもらうことがあって、一人はこの音読さんのことについて教えて、内容を説明した先生がいたんですね。
And it was very interesting to me because he said, when we got to this part of the Shishu Tishiki, my Dharma teachers, he said, for me, when I sing this song, I always think about Gomonshu.
そしてこの歌を、この仏教参加を歌うときに、この Shishu Tishiki は、私にとってはそれは Gomonshu のことだと言われます。
So here we have Gomonshu is the leader of our tradition, the abbot of the Honganji, and he is a direct descendant of Shinran. He is the current Gomonshu is the 24th generation leader of Honganji. So we have Shinran here in the Onaijin on the right of the Buddha image. We consider him the first leader. And then the eighth leader, we also have his picture, Denyo, is up here on the Onaijin.
そして、ゴモンシュというのは、本願寺の、もう歴代を通して、本願寺の先端に立って、本願寺を導く、本願寺の住職なんですけど、まあ、一番、なんか第一は、もちろん、親鸞上人ですね。で、この同じ人に、親鸞上人が右側にあって、左側に蓮如上人の写真があります、映像がありますけど、この蓮如上人は8代目ですね。
And so the current Gomonshu is number 24.
今のゴモンシュは24代目ですね。
And we have his picture up here with his wife on the in our hondo here, just on the left side.
And that is the current Gomonshu, Shaku Sokunyo. His formal name is, or his given name is Gomonshu Koshin Otani. And his wife is, we call Ourakata-sama. That's Gomonshu's wife. So we have their picture up there. And many of you may be aware that he is retiring this week.
して今のゴモンシュは今週でもう引退になることでしました。
And so they're having the ceremony in Kyoto this week. I believe it's Friday and Saturday. They're having the official ceremony that they call the passing of the lantern.
そして今週の木曜日と金曜日か金曜日と土曜日に ゴモンシュの、灯火を渡すという儀礼、本願寺のお勤めが、お参りがあります。
And so the new Gomonshu, who will be coming up, he's about my age, he's exactly my age actually, we were born in the same year, and his name is Otani Kojun.
新しいゴモンシュは私とちょうど同じ年齢なんですけど、大谷小潤様ですね。大谷小潤様。
And his Dharma name is Shaku Senyo. して、法名はShaku Senyoというゴモンシュですね。 And when I was studying in Japan, in Kyoto, I had the opportunity to actually take a class with the new Gomonshu, the incoming Gomonshu. He taught Tanisho. He taught a class on the Tanisho, oral record of Shinran's teachings.
して、大谷光純様、今度になるゴモンシュなんですけど、中央仏教学院に私がそのゴモンシュの全神門という言い方なんですけど、彼の講義を聞くことがあったんですね。
It was very interesting to get an opportunity to see him. It was very, everyone was very nervous in class because he was like the new Gomonshu, was standing there in front of us giving us a lecture. You know, you're only, if you sat in the front row, you were only, you know, a couple feet away from him. But it was a wonderful opportunity.
そして、こういう授業の時にみんな緊張感があって、いつも寝てる人たちはその授業だけ起きてたんですね。
So there were some people who were always sleeping in class, but they would be awake for just that class. They would sit up straight and be proper. And, you know, it's the current Gomonshu has been a wonderful leader for the Honganji. And he's taken a strong stand on many important issues of our day. He's particularly advocated very vocally for maintaining the Japan's sort of pacifist constitution, to argue that Japan should continue to be a country that renounces warfare as a means of settling international disputes.
して、ゴモンシュ今のゴモンシュ釈迦ソクニョゴモンシュが、まあよくいろいろなところで現代の社会と関わりがあったことについて、して本当にいい方だと思います。特に日本が戦争を使って、その国と国の問題とかを戦争を使って解決することを日本はそれはずっとしない方がいいとかと言うんですね。
I remember when I first started studying in Kyoto, I saw there are these big black vans. So those of you who've been to Japan, have you ever seen the big black vans that drive around blaring very patriotic music? Sometimes they have the giant imperial flag on the side. So there are these very kind of right-wing activists who want to sort of return to the glory days of Japan's military strength. And they were circling Honganji for a few days, blaring this loud patriotic music and criticizing Gomonshu because of his stance, saying that Japan should continue to be a pacifist country. So that was one of my first introductions to Honganji and to the person of Gomonshu. And I thought, here's a man who has great courage and is willing to express the Buddhist teachings as they relate to society, even if it's not popular with everyone. して、その、右派の、ちょっと、方々が、その大きい黒いバンを使って、うるさい、愛国主義な音楽を流しながら本願寺を一周してた、時があったんですけど、それは、ゴモンシュが、その日本の、平和主義の、そういう立場を 取った方がいいということをあって、それが批判したかったというのは、まあ、この五門衆がとても勇気があって、社会のために仏教の仏法を説かれる方だなと思いました。
And I'd like to conclude today by just sharing one of my most prominent memories of Go Monshu. One time I had an opportunity to hear him give a speech to my classmates at school. We went to visit Honganji and he spoke to the assembled students there and the other people who were in the temple. And he talked about a lot of the news that we see every day. We see a lot of news of people being attacked or robbed or even murdered. And he said, it makes us very fearful of when will I be the victim? And we start to go through life being very afraid about when other people will hurt us.
そして、五門衆の言葉は一回いただくことがあったんですけど、その時は、たくさんの、とっても暗いニュースが、あったので、で、五門衆はこの暗いニュース、殺人事件とか、拉致事件とかいろいろ聞いたら、私がいつ被害者になることを心配するにになるんですね、と言って。
And then he said that, however, as Buddhists and as those who follow the teachings of Shinran Shonin,Our concern should not be when will I be the victim, but rather when will I be the one who causes harm to others.
そして五門衆様がおっしゃったのは、私たち浄土真宗の御教えをいただく者は、いつ私が被害者になることではなくて、いつ私が人にちょっと辛い気持ちをさせたり、人に怪我したり。とか私がその人にやるそういう可能性があることを言ってそっちの方に注意した方がいいと言われました。
And I thought that was a wonderful expression of our way of thinking, how our way of thinking changes when we encounter the 念仏。
まあ念仏と出会いがあったらそういうふうに考え方が変わると思います。
Not to think about, oh, when will other people harm me, but to think about what is my potential to harm others.And how can I turn that into a potential to help others?
そして、この念仏をいただく人は、いつ誰かが私に、被害をされることがあることではなくて、私はいつ誰かにちょっと、辛いことをさせる可能性があって、そして、その辛いことをさせる、可能性が、また展開して人に助け合おう。気持ちはどうなれることを考えるのは念仏だと思います。
So, I'd like to, you know, conclude my message today by congratulating the new Go Monshu and, you know, expressing my deep gratitude to the previous, the retiring Go Monshu for all he's done and hope that he continues to be a voice for clarity and wisdom in our society.
そして、まあ、最後に、この、今度の疑問集に、ありがたい、今度、ことを表して、そして、今までの、更新を他に、今の疑問集に、感謝をして、ずっと続けて、この社会に仏法を説けれるようになることが、望んでいること、気持ちを表したいと思います。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏，南無阿弥陀仏，南無阿弥陀仏，南無阿弥陀仏，南無阿弥陀仏。